Hey everyone, before this podcast begins, we want to tell you about some other arts-related podcasts you're going to love. They are The Conduit Music Podcast, Artsville, Gringo and the Man, Art World Horror Stories, and Not Real Art. On these action-packed podcasts, you'll hear experts talk about creativity, design, the music biz, the art world, visual art, American craft, Chicano art, street art, graffiti, and even stand-up comedy. So be sure to find and follow these great arts podcasts today. Now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Hello, this is Siri, and you're listening to my favorite podcast, Not Real Art. I live for this shit because it's totally lit.
Not Real Art, the podcast.
We're your host, Man One, and
this guy,
the man that's trying to keep you down.
And just for the record, I've been called much, much worse. How you doing, Man One?
I'm doing good.
You've been busy.
Yeah, I've been. I'm always busy. I like it that way. You know.
Yeah, well, you know, it's, you know, not only are you just like killing it in the art world, now you're killing it in the world of podcasting.
Oh, yeah. That's what I heard. I heard Siri say something about that.
Dude, you're not going to believe this.
What?
But Not Real Art?
Yeah.
Our podcast?
Yeah.
Is Siri's favorite podcast.
No way.
I can't believe it myself, but it's true. She even said it in the intro.
Damn. Wow.
Think about that shit, dude. Yeah, think about it. What that means.
My mind's blown.
Siri. The millions of podcasts that she has access to, knowledge of.
Yeah.
We're her number one.
Damn. And we're not even trying yet.
Dude, I'm so not trying.
You know?
Like, I'm so not trying.
Yeah.
Like, literally, phoning it in would be more of an effort than I'm putting forward right now.
Yeah.
Damn. Matter of fact, if I phone this in,
right,
it would be like, you know, 180 degrees better than what I'm doing right now.
Wow.
I'm literally doing as little as I possibly can be doing because, well, I guess I just really want to disrespect the whole world of professional podcasting.
Right.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
They come in with their papers and their preparation.
Wearing shoes and stuff.
With producers and staff.
Dressed
up. Sponsors.
Yeah. Combing their hair, dressed up.
So I'm the anti-professional podcaster.
Yeah. And you know what? Siri digs that. Siri likes the underground.
Siri's a lot of people don't realize this, but Siri's a...
She's a freak.
She's a dirty little girl. Tell
she's
me.
A freak.
She's yeah. Whew. Anyway, but well, so now on your resume, on your CV,
yeah,
as they say,
absolutely,
artist, children's book illustrator,
entrepreneur,
lecturer,
yeah,
and now podcaster, and of course, husband, father,
yeah. Yeah. Podcaster might be the first thing on my resume now. I might go podcaster first, mm-hmm, and then artist second.
Mm-hmm. I'm just glad to have something else on my CV besides ex-con.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Ex-con.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can just be podcaster.
Podcaster. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but it was white-collar shit. It wasn't, you know, I didn't kill anybody.
No.
I mean, I would have,
right,
had it come to that.
Right. Luckily, you got privilege.
Well, yeah, no, I interestingly, fun fact,
mm-hmm,
Daniel Cohen.
Oh, yeah. I heard of that guy.
Yeah. My attorney, too.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
So you're number four on his list?
Yeah.
Because I think he's only got three
others. Me and Sean Hannity.
Yeah. Wow. That's
he's
pretty cool.
He's a fixer. He's a fixer.
He is a fixer.
Of course, he's going to sing like a fucking schoolgirl now. But
yeah. He's fixing it, all right.
Oof. He's going to get fixed in the ass.
Wow, man. You're rubbing elbows with all these high-power people.
Well, you know, that's how the world runs, my friend.
That's why I'm here. I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn.
Yes, yes. You know, we're I'm just trying to get ahead. I'm just trying to get ahead.
Right. Yeah. By any means necessary.
Yeah. It's like the difference between being rich and being having riches and having wealth, you know?
No, I don't know.
What's if you're rich.
Okay.
And by the way, to give credit where credit's due, this isn't my wisdom.
Oh, okay.
This is from the man himself, Mr. Chris Rock.
Right, okay? Right. That's right. Oh, okay.
Okay, so I have to give credit where credit is due.
Shout out Chris Rock.
Right?
Yeah.
Because this is Chris's wisdom, dropping knowledge as he does.
Right.
But it's like if you're rich is like something you can lose on a weekend in Vegas, you know, after a bad run and a bunch of drugs and hookers and you're bust, you know.
Right.
Wealth is like, you know, that's like when you own the color blue.
That's right. That's you know? Right. I remember this.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's you know, and behind every great fortune is a great crime. Remember that. That's what he was saying. Remember that. So
that's true.
You know.
Criminal minded.
Anyways, can this be used in the court of law against me, this recording?
Probably.
Have I confessed anything specific?
Well, you know what's crazy is they're going to have to raid your home, your office, and your podcast. That's what they're going to have to do to you.
Just as long as they don't look at my internet browser history.
Oh, yeah. Well, they'll go over, look at that, too.
Okay.
You know. But maybe if we talk to Siri enough, maybe she'll be able to.
Do you think she can clear that shit from the cloud?
You know, she's our inside person. She's on the inside.
She's deep inside.
Deep inside.
Deep state shit.
Yeah. That's some fucking dark web shit. She's on the dark web, dude. I know she is.
Dark web.
So.
So I heard through the grapevine that the great Danny Trejo.
All right.
Finally signed your prints.
Yeah, fuck. It's awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah, man. We've been, you know, what? I don't even know when it was now, but Danny Trejo,
mm-hmm.
Machete, you know, aka Machete, LA iconic actor personality. Who's been on this whole restaurant tour, you know, he's building tacos, taco stands and well, taco restaurants, I should say, and cantinas all over LA and finally opened up his own donut shop in Hollywood. You know, it's right there on Santa Monica and Highland. It's
right.
Trejo's Coffee and Donuts
mm-hmm.
and big, pink building
mm-hmm.
and they commissioned me to do two portraits of him, you know, on the outside.
Sure.
And this was already, well, I don't know, it's been up there a year now maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this commission happened about a year and a half ago and, it was great. You know, I mean, he fucking opened up to crowded lines of people waiting to eat his donuts and, it's been going great. And so, part of the deal is that we wanted to make a print of one of the murals that I painted, which is the portrait of him, and you know make a print out of it and have it available, you know, to his fans and whatever. So we created this print. It was actually going to be released at DCon last year.
DCon, Designer Con.
At Designer Con, and we got the print ready. We got it printed by Sugar Press. Sugar Press
Sugar
Art.
Press, shout out.
Shout out to Sugar Press. And they did a beautiful job printing it on sugar paper, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sweet.
It was sweet, keeping with the whole donut theme. And we made an edition of 100. And, you know, we got it over to Danny's people
mm-hmm.
So he can get it signed, you know, because obviously each print had to be signed by myself and by Danny Trejo himself. you know, because they don't want my autograph. They want Danny's autograph on this print. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where the money is. You know, I can maybe give away my prints, but with Trejo's signature on it, I'm sure we could sell one or two.
That's how the world works, my friend.
That's how it works. So anyway, so it's been these prints had been sitting on whoever's desk over there.
Sure.
Since before Decon. So since like October or something, you know, and you know, now we're fast forward into.
I'll tell you what, I hope they make donuts faster than they.
Oh, that's the problem. That the problem is that they're making so many donuts so over there that they don't have time. Right. You don't have time to be signing fucking prints. You know,
right? No time for art.
So anyway, so they finally were able to get Danny over to the office, and I met up with him, and he signed 100 prints in less than 30 minutes. Man, that dude can sign shit. He can sign it.
I bet his penmanship sucks.
Oh no, he's got it down. You know,
he was just putting X's.
He was burning through pencils. I had to keep sharpening them for him. You know, Danny Trejo's dope, and you know, so yeah, I'm finally so happy that we got the. It's called Cubo Trejo,
mm-hmm.
is the title of the print,
mm-hmm.
and there's only 100 available, and actually I'm gonna make 50 available on my website. Directly
man1.com,
and so look out for that. We don't know when we're going to drop it, but it's going to be pretty soon, and you know, I'll put it all over the social medias, and
interwebs,
the dark webs, everywhere. But yeah, man, it was really cool hanging out with Danny, and you know, having him, it was so interesting because he came in, and I mean, the dude's busy, you know, traveling the world and being pulled left and right to do spots and commercials and stuff. And so, you know, he's like, hey, you're the one who did that painting of me at the restaurant.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, that's why I photographed you that one time.
AKA Man One that I've met you before. Yeah,
I photographed you to be a...
right, for the portrait.
For the portrait, but right. Yeah, that's me. And he's like, yeah, man, I really like it. He's like... The one on the front, though, is the good one. The one on the side, I don't like that much. So, he didn't like the second portrait I did of him.
That was his bad side.
Yeah, well, that was his front side, actually.
Well, that's his bad side.
That's his bad side, his front side. He prefers the semi-profile, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that was kind of funny to hear from his mouth. He's like, yeah, I like the first one. I'm glad you did a print of that one. And I said, good, I'm glad you like it, you know. So yeah, it was all fun. You know,
that's it. It's so funny, right, to think about how long he's been around.
Oh yeah.
Right. The other night, I don't know, for some reason, I found myself watching a classic movie from the '90s, Heat.
Oh yeah.
Remember that?
That's right. Yeah.
Pacino and De Niro, and he's in it.
He's in it. Yeah. That's right.
And it was like amazing, right? I was like, holy shit, I totally forgot about that. You know, he's obviously much younger and, you know,
right.
Whatever. But
well, you know, I think when I started loving Trejo's, you know, work was from Dusk Till Dawn, you know?
Bro.
Right? Yeah. And just
come on, shout out to Salma.
Yeah, oh, shout out to Salma Hayek. Absolutely. But, you know, all those movies that he was in just you know, yeah, he's just an icon, and he's got that look, and he's got that vibe, and it's LA, man. It's LA, baby. That's him. So I'm super stoked to be dropping this print, and you know, who knows? Maybe in the future we'll do some more stuff together.
Did they pay you in donuts?
No, they paid me in cash.
Ooh, even better.
Even better.
Although donuts, I don't know.
Well, you know what?
I'm a big fan of the donut.
They did give me a T-shirt. I gotta say that.
All right.
The T-shirt, I'll rock it. You know, even though it's pink, but you know, it's a, it's gray and pink, to be honest. But it's, you know, it's a cool logo. But guess what? I think we're gonna maybe do something with that print and that image, and maybe even make some T-shirts out of it.
Nice.
So we'll see. We'll see where it goes. But it's super cool to be part of anything that has to do with Danny Trejo. You know,
sure,
but especially like a iconic Trejo's Donuts that it's become now in Hollywood. So shout out to Trejo's Donuts.
Shout out, yeah. You know, the name of this podcast, Not Real Art.
Yeah.
You know, making donuts, like that's real art,
right?
The donut, making a like a killer, clever, creative, tasty, sweet,
yeah,
satisfying donut. That's an art form.
Right. Well, you know this the whole story. I read this in the, I don't know, I think it was some newspaper. I'm not sure if it was the LA Times or Orange County or some freaking paper. I don't know anymore because it's all over the net. But there was a story about, you know, do you know why the boxes for donuts are pink?
Nope.
Right? So I never thought of it. You're thinking, well, that's a genius idea, right? Someone came up with the idea of making them pink so they stand out, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what I found out, it has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with some marketing genius. It had to do with the fact that the people that started doing donuts back in the days, and by back in the days, I think it's like 70s or something like that, mm-hmm, were these Asian immigrants who were you know, doing donuts, mm-hmm, and they were buying, you know, tons and tons of boxes for their donut boxes, mm-hmm, right? And there happened to be a bad batch of this pink colored box, and so the company basically offered those pink ones at a way cheaper discount because, you know, they came out fucked up. So these Asian immigrants are like, we're not going to pay an extra fucking nickel,
sure,
for, you know, the white boxes.
Right.
So give us the pink ones.
And there, and you go.
There you go. Now you have pink boxes and donut shops, wow, everywhere.
No, yeah. I love stories like that. The, you know, kind of the story behind the story or whatever.
Yeah. Right?
And fun facts about the products that you use or you buy or whatever. You have, don't have a clue as to why it is the way it is, but you just enjoy it or whatever. Right. A little the trivia of brand trivia. I don't know if you're a Johnny Walker drinker or not, but if you know the bottle,
yeah, absolutely,
you know it is square.
Yeah.
And do you know why it's square?
I would say because if you put it on a counter, it's not going to roll off.
Well, that's a good practical guess, but that is not the answer. Okay. You lose.
Yeah.
No, in fact, it's square because back in the day,
yeah,
when the distillery was started and they started looking at shipping, they realized that they could pack the cases fuller with square bottles,
yeah,
instead of round bottles.
Got it.
It's more efficient.
Hmm.
So that's why the Johnny Walker bottle is square.
There you go.
See? Learn something every day.
Learn something every day.
See, you should hang out with me more often.
I should. But then my wife would disown me.
Yeah, she's not a fan.
No, she's not
a fan. No, she's a fan of you, not a fan of me.
And she's a fan of you, but not of me and you together.
Important distinction.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Some elements just should not be put together.
Yeah.
Your chemical reaction is not always a pleasant thing.
No, it's not.
Although I really like it when we hang out.
Yeah, I love it.
You know, I mean, like, look what we get to do. We get to hang out. We get to play podcast.
We make no money doing this.
No money at all.
It's awesome.
The audacity that we are exhibiting.
Right.
To think that anyone will ever hear this besides ourselves.
Yeah. I'm just doing this so I could play it on my phone all day. You know, that's all I'm doing it for.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is the last thing the world needs right now is another podcast.
Yeah.
You know, who am I to think that anyone in their right mind would ever give a shit,
right,
about a podcast called Not Real Art?
Nope.
Why did you want to call the podcast Not Real Art?
Well, for me, Not Real Art, I've heard that my whole life. You know, I started doing graffiti when I was 16 years old.
Right.
And right off the bat.
It's not real art.
Right off the bat, I knew it was real art.
Yeah.
And everyone told me it's not real art. My parents told me it's not real art. My teachers told me it's not real art. Even later in life, when I tried to sell my artwork in galleries.
Not real art.
Galleries told me it's not real art. They said it belongs in the streets, not in the galleries. It's not real art.
What the fuck is real art anyway?
I don't know. I don't know what real art is. It's better. I know what not real art is.
Hmm.
I know more about what not real art is than what real art is.
Well, the only thing I know about real art is that you know, you can buy it in a mall.
Right.
And it's got to have a frame on it.
Yeah.
And who's that artist? Kincaid, you know, oh, yeah. Artist of Light. He's artist a real artist. Light.
Yeah. 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 He's dead too, by the way.
He's, you know, yeah, he's probably richer now. Why can't artists be, why do artists have to die? It seems to get fame and get wealth.
I don't know.
Let's change that. Let's,
I'm trying to change
let's
that.
Let's commit ourselves.
I'm trying to do that.
To flipping the script.
Yeah.
And helping artists get the fame and the fortune that they deserve while they're living.
Right. Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
That's why I never bought into the starving artist campaign.
Right.
You know, I said, I'm not going to be starving, you know?
And where did that, I mean, where does that even, that myth, I mean, whether it's a myth or reality or whatever, like, where did that even come from?
I don't know.
Be an interesting research project.
Yeah. There's probably a lot of bullshitter on that one.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know? But.
Well, congratulations on your Trejo print. I know my dialect accent is horrible, so I apologize about that. But Danny, you're the man.
Danny Trejo. Absolutely.
And I got to get some of those donuts. Sounds tasty.
Yeah, he's got a machete donut.
No shit?
Yeah. So.
Well, I'll take a half dozen.
we'll soup them up on the way home.
Does he have the holes that they use the machete to cut the holes out with? I want the machete holes.
Yeah, right. Should he should have a Salma Hayek donut? That's what we need.
Yeah, Salma, lovely woman. All right, man. Well, always a pleasure.
Well, see you on the flip side.
Flip side. Late.
Peace.
We'll be right back.